I'm so glad
you're okay?
Here. No, I'm not. I'm not doing very well at all.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I'll tell you. I have a problem.
You have a problem?
I have a problem.
I'm very good at
it. I know. You're my number one problem solver.
I'm a problem solver, and I can. I have, like, I get premonitions. I can tell you how to resolve it and what's going to come next.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm happy to help
you. No. So, listen. My apartment.
Yeah.
My apartment. It's completely flooded.
No.
Yeah. No,
get
it's
out
true.
Of town.
It's completely flooded.
That's not good at all.
My dishwasher, it just, I didn't know.
It came
I didn't
out
know
of
that
the dishwasher.
You could. Yeah, it came out. I didn't know how hard to pull the thing out. It just started flooding. I don't know what to do. Should I call someone?
Okay. Hold on. I'll figure this out.
Okay.
Just give me a minute.
Yes. Do you see anything? Oh my God. Oh my God. What did you see? What are your predictions?
Yeah, I don't know. This week on the Bells and Whistles podcast, we make predictions about what we want to see. Different megas and different starter types in Pokemon Legends Z to A. All that and much, much more on this episode on the Bells and Whistles podcast.
It's so funny if you were like, Grass Fairy.
Run that intro.
Maybe we become a Mario Party channel.
Super Mario Odyssey. Remember, we used to try to do a speed run of that.
Yeah, I liked that.
I enjoy a speed run.
Uh-huh. Do you watch them casually? Me, I just like casual running.
And me, I'm a reader. I'm a speed reader. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Bells and Whistles podcast. Ryan Quigley, Ephraim Bernie.
Hey, cheers to you.
Cheers to you. Who's better than us? Old damn few.
Damn
what are you,
few.
How does it? What is that from?
It's from Merrily We Roll Along.
Oh, okay.
Stephen Sondheim music.
It's been a while
it's
since I've brushed up.
It's been a minute, but I always say, "Here's to us." Here's to us.
You messed it up.
I did. I was thinking. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
Here's to us. Who's like us? Damn few.
Who's like us?
Uh huh.
Damn few.
Mm-hmm.
Damn right.
Damn
Skippy.
Right.
Damn
bursting.
We're back. We had to take a week off. Ephraim's doing a play. Get it? You should go see. What's it called? The play's called Merrily We Roll Along.
It's a little play called Hamlet, maybe you've heard. No, it's called As Time Goes By, down at Theater 154. Out of the box theatrics,
baby.
Don't you know?
Box. It's not in the box, it's out of the box.
It's out of the box.
Remember the show, Out of the Box?
I
the Chinese
saying,
lady?
I remember that, Vivian and Viv and Liv or whatever.
Yeah,
I forgot what
I
their names are.
I don't know what the other guy, I don't know what the guy's name
I
was.
I remember the guy,
he
though.
Played a mean bongo, though.
He did.
I'll
he
tell
did.
You that much.
I used to play bongos, too.
Fair, professionally, too.
Professional. Bongo player.
You played it so good they made you grow a mustache.
It was just a side effect.
Nobody's getting these references. Ephraim did a play once where it wasn't so much a play
of a poetry
as
night.
it was a live performance of poetry.
Uh-huh.
You know, a journey through
a
poetry.
Journey. If you go on my Instagram, you could see.
Did you find that on Craigslist or something?
That was
a family friend.
That
if you're watching,
family.
Welcome.
And have I told again? We'll get to the Pokemon.
We'll
stuff
get to
in
the Pokemon.
But have I told you? There's an article about the play that I'm in right now.
What's
where
this?
It's called In Queerly. Or Queerty magazine or something.
Queerty.
Like Queerty, yes.
Sure.
And it's like, there's a Grindr play out right now. We couldn't resist seeing, you know, picking out our favorites.
Sure.
And they're like, who would you rather spend the night with, right? And they have some Instagram pictures of me up there.
Right.
And they have some Instagram pictures of Joel Myers, the other actor in
Joel
the play.
Joel Myers. Shout out to Joel.
Shout out to Joel Myers. He watches. He loves the clips.
Yeah, Joel, you haven't been invited. You have to invite yourself on.
Uh-huh, exactly. He will. One of the pictures that they pick out, because they pick out some very lovely pictures of Joel looking very handsome.
I'm sure.
They have the pictures they picked out of me, or me, the thing on my Instagram of me doing the self-tapes over and over again. Okay. They have that.
Sure.
They have me playing the bongos with the mustache. What's the last one? It's something ridiculous. Oh, it's one of my headshots. It's one of my old Jackie Abbott headshots.
That's very sweet. Mm-hmm. Very
so
sweet.
I was like, you win. Yeah. Joel is clearly the one that you wanna that you'd rather be.
Well, there you go. Uh-huh. You know, it's you know, what are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
Different strokes for different folks.
Uh-huh. Different blokes.
Yeah, it's a amen to that, sister. Hey, so today we're gonna do a quickie. We're again, we are pressed for time. Again, we're
really started on scheduling these, huh?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
We should start doing, yes. We both had crazy weeks.
It's not good. It's all my fault, too. I'm always late.
I think it was also my fault.
Uh-huh.
But it was also your fault. No, but today we're going to talk about what we want to see in Pokemon Legends ZA. We've had time to digest Pokemon Day and what we saw, and we're going to talk about a couple different topics. We're going to predict what we want the final starters, because now we have the starters of Totodile,
Totodo,
Chikorita, and Tepig.
Tepig.
For us to decide what types we want to do, because they're going to get a little brushed up.
They're going to get brushed.
We're going to get that, and then I also reckon we're going to go through and say, hey, I have a couple ideas of Pokemons that I want to see for Megas.
Yeah, surely.
That's
surely
what I want to see. So we're going to go through and talk about that, see what you agree, what you disagree, what we want to see, what we don't want to see.
Yeah, it's,
you
know, it's all about starting a conversation.
Yeah, but at the same time, you have to remember to have fun. You know?
Yeah.
That's, you have to keep that at the forefront.
You have to keep it at the forefront.
Yeah.
And the four back.
Yeah. And the five middle.
And the five middle. Hey, love to watch it. Hate to see you go. Love to watch you leave.
Amen. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. Oh, we just got a text from our guy.
The Brian text?
Let's move tomorrow's call for later this week, maybe Saturday after I've shot the agreement through to you both.
Hey, oh, okay. Hey,
sounds good, Brian.
Yeah, I was waiting for that.
Yeah, I know. Right? Uh-huh. Anyways, yeah, that has nothing to do with any of you guys. So what do you reckon you want to see? Let's start with the starters.
Let's start with the starters.
What's your predictions for the starters?
Now, there's some fairly obvious ones.
If you're going to go obvious first, I think the chalk...
Uh-huh.
Prediction.
Yes.
Because there was that little screenshot of Chikorita.
Chikorito.
Learning Disarming Voice. Uh-huh. A fairy type move.
For
those new to the program.
So
it would only lead you to believe that Meganium might be
a fairy type.
Now, there's a couple different type triangles.
There are.
That could result. The one that, again, if we're resigning to Chikorita being Grass Fairy.
Yes.
I would love to see.
Yes.
I'll start with the boring one first. I think we should see Tepig be Fire Steel.
I've heard this.
Fire Steel.
I would like that.
I would like that. A little pig covered up in some metal. And then that would...
He's got a crown on his head.
Naturally.
Well, naturally.
For Alligator Water Dragon.
Water Dragon.
I think that'd be sick.
But is that really a proper triangle? Because the dragon can't do anything to either of them.
No.
What would be proper is if he was a fighting type, but we can't have another water fighting
type. I don't
want
that.
Nobody wants that.
I don't want that.
That's the way that you make it a proper triangle. But I agree with you that I think what is exciting is a Fire Steel pig.
Do you think that's exciting, though?
Yeah, well, I think so. I don't know. I have my own ideas of what I wrote up because I knew you would go. I knew you would take it this place.
Okay, yeah.
So I have my own ideas. But what in your head is the more exciting route as opposed to kind of we're looking at here?
The more exciting route for me would be something wild. Like if they – I thought about this and people are going to say, you're really stupid for saying this out loud.
Yeah.
If they were really funny
and
they gave Meganium wings and Meganium is actually a grass fucking grass flying or grass psychic. Even,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then from there, I don't know. That like also like
maybe its little thing. Oh, the little flower petals become a helicopter.
It becomes a propeller. Propeller.
Yes.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
I think I would really like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's also part of me where like it's taking it a different direction because I was just looking at I really just want Water Dragon. That's what I would want. I don't think they're going to do that.
Yeah.
But I'm saying if they did, I was like, okay, well, what other triangles can we do? What if they took Tepig and they made Embor Fire Ice?
Oh. Oh.
What if they made a fire ice pig?
A fire ice pig.
A fucking, and what's a fucking the, winter boar.
A winter boar, but he's got some maybe fiery little tusks or something like that.
That's what I'm saying.
I think this is kind of interesting.
I'm very good at what I do.
Well, listen, I've got a plan here for us.
I'm listening.
This is my alternative.
What do you have for
because
us?
Because here's the thing. As much as we all want to see a proper triangle.
Yeah, it's unnecessary.
It's what they do is they always do kind of like a little two quarter or like a two thirds kind of idea here.
That's why I was throwing in the water dragon
they'll get halfway there and then they fall apart. Now, Everybody, I'm right there with you where I think a water dragon is probably the coolest option.
Heck yeah.
But something that I've also thought about.
Tell me.
Let's try and do... I think we can... It's silly to say that Meganium probably will be anything besides Grass Fairy.
It's almost a certainty.
It seems as much, but I'm willing to take a bet that it might not be. But...
But...
Let's go with saying that it's Grass Fairy.
Okay.
Right? For Alligator, even though we would all love a water dragon, wouldn't it be kind of cool if we get a physical water poison? And he's like a Gila monster or kind of like a, you know,
a Komodo dragon. A Komodo dragon type deal?
Yeah. And he's got, you know, he's physical. He's got like a special poison fang type thing.
Poison
I know that's already
fang
a move
or whatever.
Right.
It's a water type move that would poison you.
Yeah, exactly. But we do something like that. And so now we've got this.
And then are you going to tell me fire ground?
Fire ground.
With a little fucking dirty pig.
With a little dirty pig.
A little dirty stinky pig.
Yeah,
a little stinker.
Little stinky. Just like the two of us. A
couple stinky pigs. Okay.
I can kind of.
I like that.
This is a route that I kind of see. And one thing that I do, I kind of like about it.
Okay.
Is. For Alligator gets to have a quadruple poison against Grass Fairy and a quadruple water against fire ground.
Okay.
Now that might not be fair, but I like For Alligator. I want it to be strong.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The thing about that for me, is are we setting Embor up to just be bad? Are we setting Embor up? If we're gonna make For Alligator the physical attacker, that means we're gonna make Embor a big fat idiot.
Yeah,
and he's gonna be like, "Oh, you give it Iron Defense and Body Press," and it's
and
like,
"Body Press."
Is that not fucking lame and dumb?
Probably. I'm probably stuck in my old ways of thinking that like, oh, Embor is kind of a big tanky boy, and he doesn't have to be that.
Yeah,
but I think he. Well, I'm kind of I have difficulty imagining him as anything but, and I think it would be kind of fun. I keep thinking like, oh, we only really have when it comes to fire and ground. What is it like?
Camerupt,
Numel, Groudon, Primal. Is there anything else? So like, don't know. I think it'd be nice to have another little attempt at that.
I sure would like it.
And I enjoy him. Like he's rolling around in the mud, I love the idea.
I love the idea. I was so upset that they didn't do more with fucking Oink Alone and stuff. I was very upset by that. So I understand all of that. Let me pivot just 1 minute before we get into like the megas we want to see.
Yeah.
Is there a thing that they could do with Meganium that would be cool? Does that like even exist in any multiverse, in any plane of the multiverse? Does that exist? Because I understand that there's a subreddit where all you people have fetishes for Meganium. I get that. We've seen enough comments from it. It's like, well, finally, my friend Chikorita. You probably didn't have friends growing up. I'm sorry. I'm kidding. I didn't have friends growing up. But there are people who are just going to, no matter what, I don't know if I'm diagnosing it.
Yeah.
I wonder if they just, like, they feel bad for... I don't know if they feel bad for Chikorita and Meganium, and that's why they like it so much, but...
I think there's a lot of kind of, Chikorita was kind of fun in the anime.
I get all that. You're
like
allowed
Bayleaf,
to say that...
You know...
That's cool. That's fine. That's a different thing than saying that you love Chikorita.
Yeah,
to love Chikorita.
There really is not much to love. Like, I know the hate is there. It's a cute design. Don't get me wrong. I think Meganium is kind of cute. But it gets nothing, gang. It really has nothing going for it these days. So it needs a little something.
Right.
I'm trying to think what I would like. We had the comment that was saying, like, oh, it becomes grass steel and becomes like a knight. I think that's kind of, you know, get a sword on its head instead of that. That's fine.
Okay.
If we know that it's going to be grass fairy, what would I like?
But what if it's grass psychic?
If it's grass psychic, you know what I would kind of like if it was grass? I'll give you two alternatives here.
Okay.
If it was grass psychic, I think it would be kind of cool if the little antennae that it gets,
right,
that like come out of its head, they like blossom into flowers that are eyes, and it looks kind of like a little alien.
Right.
I think that would be kind of fun.
Oh, making it alien.
Like it making it look like an alien creature.
Okay.
I think would be kind of fun. And then if it were grass fairy, what would I like? I think it would be cool if they kind of leaned into like the sort of fairy tale type stuff and they made it more like a cryptid or something. Like it was, I don't know. There's like this, just because I'm crazy about this kind of stuff, there's all these kind of like American lore cryptids where they're like,
I don't know, what a cryptid is.
It's like, Bigfoot.
Oh,
it's like, you know, like, a mysterious creature that's got like a story, like the Loch Ness Monster. Is a cryptid, you know. And they have in a lot of Middle American and like Appalachian stuff, they have stories about like, oh, there's like these big dinosaurs that are in the mountains that nobody knows about. And if you were to really lean into making it look like a dinosaur, I think that would be cool. I don't know.
Okay.
What about you? What do you want? Because I don't. No, there's part of me that thinks you don't believe anything could make it cool.
There's part of me that believes that.
Yeah.
There's a part of me that believes that part of me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that they're gonna go the chalk route where they make the flower bigger and pinker, and it's it's gonna have blush, and it's gonna be a fairy type.
Yeah.
That's what it's gonna do.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's part of me that like if it's psychic and it has like petals floating around it, sort of like what's her name from fucking Scarlet and Violet did, you know, they do that and it's floating around and I don't know if they make it, I don't know if it uses mental powers
mental
or something
force.
Mental force. I don't know that's why I brought it up. I don't know what they're gonna do to Meganium that I'm gonna be like, damn, that's sick. I don't know what's gonna happen.
I kind of want to make an argument about the fairy type like just being added, because I'm now starting to wonder like what really makes something a fairy, because now it's like, oh, you just slap some pink on it and it's fairy type.
I had this same thought the other day.
I was kind of like, what? A flower can be pink. Just because it's a flower that's now a little pinker doesn't make it a fairy.
That's what's up.
You know,
that's what it is. That's the whole idea. What's the difference between a rock and ground in the grand scheme?
I mean, in the grand scheme. Grand oh my gosh. No. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
It's the whole idea.
We should really have
should there even be a difference between ice and water if we're being straight up? It's just, you know.
I wish they would do it more on, like, you know, like the breed, like doggy type.
You want it to be species-based?
Yeah.
Doggy type.
Big,
that's my favorite type.
Big horse type.
I like missionary type. That's funny, man.
Okay. But, well, who do you have? How many of these?
I got a handful. You go first. What megas do we have? Let's discuss it.
All right. So I was trying to pick out.
We'll go back and forth.
We'll go back and forth.
Yeah.
I was trying to pick out ones that I thought would be in like keeping with a Kalos. I wanted to have at least one Kalos one that I thought.
I pick mostly Kalos.
Okay. We should like ones that highlight the region.
Yes.
And also ones that would fit like the cityscape theming, right? That would, I don't know.
That does absolutely nothing.
I don't know. I just thought like, well, it's in a city. Why not? Especially like it seems like it's not back in time anymore. I don't know what the legend is now.
It's, but it's
there's, they still have all like the holographic shit and whatnot.
I think it was like, but I mean, like, didn't in fucking Legends Arceus, didn't they have phones and stuff too?
I don't remember. Maybe
like,
you're right.
It's like, you know, it's that sort of steampunk where, you know, it's a post-apocalyptic or whatever the fucking shit. You know.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. Well, regardless, all that.
It's going to be like, yes, there's a hologram, but then there's this, a fucking a steam train that you're going to have to take. It's going to be shit like that.
So all this is to say, my pick for Omega, my first one at least, right, would be Heliolisk.
You are a Heliolisk feller.
I'm a Heliolisk apologist.
You are.
I really think that there's more to be done with this little guy.
Okay.
And I, this is my plan for him, right?
Yeah, all right.
I think he gets, he evolves, and I think scrap the normal type.
What do you do?
Electric fire.
Okay, yes. You've been on this for years.
I've been trying to get something. We're never going to get it. I'm trying to get something. I know it's my old shtick now, but I think the ray kind of opens up.
Yeah.
And there's, you could do two things. The little sun thing can now be... like it's kind of caught on fire around him, like,
yeah,
kind of
I
a
like
fiery
that.
Mane, I think is exciting.
Sure.
Or it looks like a solar panel.
Yeah, yeah.
Which
I think
that's
kind the
of
idea.
Funny. You know. So either way, but I like that. Maybe you give him, I don't know, you give him an ability where it makes normal type moves fire type or something. I don't know. There's you know.
I think that's sick.
You know, I think it got me excited. On
I think
the train
that's
right
cool.
Out here.
Yeah. I think that's cool. Here, let me throw a similar one at you.
Yeah,
you say
yeah.
Heliolisk. I say, you know, taking something that's ugh and then making it go. Give me Diggersby. Give me Diggersby.
Uh-huh.
Why can't we get a Mega Diggersby? You
want
to drop the normal type? I'll drop the normal type too.
Yeah, what you got?
Let me see ground fighting. This
ground
is what
you do. Fighting.
You make him like a construction worker. You make a construction where you give him a construction hat and he beats the shit out of you. You know, he has overalls.
Yeah.
He
I like
beats
that.
The fuck. He has a what's that called? What's the jackhammer?
He has
a jackhammer.
Jackhammer for
Jack Rabbit. Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
That's very clever.
I'm saying.
That's very
but
clever.
But he's still all stinky and dirty.
Like a stinky pig.
Almost as stinky as that little pig. That's my idea for Mega Diggersby.
You have like what an ability would be? You think he keeps huge power?
I think his ability is called Stinky.
I should have known. I really shouldn't have pressed.
No, I can't let him keep huge power or something. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think that's good.
I don't know.
I like that.
I think
like
the
that.
You just make him stronger and cooler, and you give him the little fighting type. Ground fighting. Not a lot of ground fightings.
No, there aren't a lot of ground fightings.
No, they're not.
Are there any?
I don't think so. I think that's
no,
exciting.
Great tusk.
Oh, of course, but
great
of course.
Ground fire.
How could we forget?
No, that's very good.
I know.
That's very exciting.
Yes.
All right, now listen here,
please.
This was my other exciting one. I've got a couple more that aren't.
Okay, yeah.
But to me, what are we missing?
What are we missing?
Chandelure. Mega Chandelure.
Ooh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, what are you going to do, though? It's already a perfect Pokemon. Though.
No, I think...
It's like why I want to say Flygon, but Flygon's already perfect.
Yes. Know? But I think Mega Chandelure, now is the time. And I'll tell you why. In the city, now it becomes Ghost Electric. And it becomes an electric street lamp instead of a chandelier. And I think each of the bulbs on its little thing... burst open. They got little electric bolts coming out of it. And I think and I think it's super tall.
I think that's cool. I don't know. I don't know how I would feel about this.
Look, Chandelure is already so good.
Right.
But I do like the idea of bringing it in, giving it a little update, a little makeover.
Right.
Have it have these big bulbs and whatnot.
Right.
Or like maybe it's like a Tesla coil or something like that.
Right.
Just to go, again, I'm trying to keep in with this kind of modern city type theme that they're doing here.
Yes.
Even if you made it like a street lamp or something like that. I don't know. I think it could be very cool.
I think that is cool. I think that is really cool. It's just as someone who loves Chandelure.
Yeah.
I'm like, I love that it's ghost fire.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want that taken away from me.
Maybe it doesn't have to be. Maybe it gets an ability like Steelworker or something, where it also gets coverage with electricity or something.
Right,
As you can tell, today I'm all about fire and electricity.
I hear that.
Uh-huh.
I hear that.
But I like that was my idea.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. Let me throw this one at you.
Mm-hmm.
We go back. Let's just we're selling out.
Yeah.
Mega Talonflame. I haven't completely worked out. I have two more picks. I haven't completely worked out exactly what I want to happen with Mega Talonflame.
Mm-hmm.
There's part of me, and they'll never do this, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But what if they strip the flying type from Talonflame?
Oh.
And they give it, like, they make it a dark fire. A dark fire or electric fire.
Okay.
Bird,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
With the dark thing, I don't know. It could be like a fucking night fucking fire bird or something.
You know, like a dark thing.
Whatever. And it could get stab dark moves. It'd be super fast, obviously. It'd be stupid. And then similarly with the electric, I'm thinking like if it had turbo things that shot out electricity almost.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Like it's like an engine.
That's what
thing,
I'm saying.
Like underneath the
plane's wings. That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
I like that. I think that's, look, again, Talonflame is very cool.
Exactly.
I've always said I didn't like its little chunky chicken thighs. But it's
the weirdest thing for you to harp
on. I don't like
on.
That. I don't like that.
It's
but
bizarre.
I think that's very cool.
Yeah.
Maybe if you, yeah, exactly. Maybe what I think it's been missing is some turbines. That's
turbines.
Maybe what it is.
Some turbines. It turns the little chunky legs into turbines.
All right. Now, with my next one.
Please.
This is kind of interchangeable, the two of them, because the idea kind of struck me with one, and then I was like, oh, well, we've already kind of done this, but maybe it wouldn't have been funny with this. We love going back. We love giving, you know, these older Pokemon from Kanto a little update, right?
Yeah, right.
And I was looking. I was like, okay. Oh, Dugtrio. Right, it got Wugtrio, but that's not really. It doesn't feel like an update to me.
It feels like a down date.
It sounds like a down date to me.
Exactly.
So I was like, okay, well, what would work with that in the city? And then I thought, oh, Stunfisk.
But he already got,
again, also kind of an update with Galarian Stunfisk. So I was like, okay, well, do any of these work with my idea here? So what I decided is that this could work with either of them.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with Dugtrio because I think it's fire. I think we get Mega Dugtrio, or I think we call it Dugweo. Dugweo. And I think it's like a manhole, you know, on the side of the street.
Okay.
But and it's... it's kind of like a Diggersby.
Right.
I think there's like 25 of them coming.
It's a mob. It's an infestation.
I think they're all, but they've got really long necks now, and they're like they're all coming out of this one manhole in it, and they've all got little construction hats on. And I think it should be ground steel.
But there's already a ground steel.
Well, that's why I was with Excadrill and Galarian Stunfisk and whatnot. But you know,
right.
But
okay.
I think this should be ground steel. Or if you want to be crazy, give them all pink hats. Now it's ground fairy.
You have me now.
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
Yeah.
I'm down with that. That's really funny.
But I just really liked the visual of all of them. Because I was like, oh, like
it's just the cutscene as you're talking to someone and the ground just starts shaking ever so slightly. What's that? What's going on? What the hell?
You know,
that's really funny.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's
that
a little
really fucking funny.
They're all coming out of a little pothole.
Oh, God.
You know.
All right, so this one, that's really funny. Mine isn't funny. This is my genuine prediction.
Yeah, this is what you really
this
want.
Is my prediction.
Mm-hmm.
So, we need to realize that Pokemon loves planting seeds. You know
okay.
how you go down back and forth?
It's
and
true.
Fucking
it's true.
Whatever. They love planting seeds. Oh, there was a fucking Scarlet. There was a little. There was an orange in Pokemon Soul Silver.
Uh-huh.
Everybody needs to relax.
Sure.
But also, they do that stuff. And they do that with Pokemon types as well.
Yes.
Now, listen to me.
Yeah.
When we're searching for Pokemon to update,
mm-hmm.
that have been force-fed to us through by Game Freak and the like, I take us back to the monkeys, the elemental monkeys.
Oh, that's right.
Simi poor, Simi sage, Simi.
Yeah, Simi seer.
Whatever. And then you look at strange typings, strange visuals in Pokemon.
Yeah.
I take you back to the poison three, the three poison type, Fezzendipity.
Oh, Fezzendipity.
Monkey Dory.
Monkey Dory.
And Okidoki.
Okidoki.
So what would happen if we just lined it up and we get a fire fairy, water psychic, grass fighting of those three monkeys to correspond with Okidoki, blah, blah, blah,
those
blah, blah,
guys,
blah.
Huh?
You know what I'm saying?
So you're proposing they all get megas?
I'm saying they all get megas, the three of them.
Wow.
They all get three of them. You get, and they fucking fire fairy, fucking water psychic.
Yeah. And what are those? Are they like
grass fighting?
Are they combinations of the two of them? Of like the like
what?
Well, that's what I'm kind of wondering. So, like, what do they look like? Essentially, is it like that? Simi Seer now looks.
I'm
like
saying how fun would it be?
It just,
how fun would
it
be?
Has nothing to do with them.
No, no, no. It's I'm just that, saying okay, it's that's, at it's it. Just a little hint.
Okay.
You know, you look at if we're being. Let's call a spade a spade.
Uh-huh.
Simi Sage is the toughest.
Uh-huh.
What if he gets a little bulkier, becomes a little more gorilla? Ooh, fighting. Big fighting guy.
Yeah, yeah.
If we're going, if we're looking at Simi Seer, if we're being frank, no, I'm just calling a spade.
Oh, no.
Looks a little gay.
Oh, no.
Looks a little gay. Fire fairy. Simi Poor, he looks just as stupid as Monkey Dory.
Uh-huh. You know what? It makes sense to me. And you know what's crazy? That was my next one.
No, was it really?
No, it was.
Well, that was my last one.
That's
I
don't have another one, but okay, I can make up. I can make something up on the spot.
I think that's completely unnecessary. Yeah. But that's my prediction. Write it down.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's my ideas.
Yeah, I like
that's
that.
That's my ideas.
I like that.
If it happens, you owe me a dollar.
You owe us becoming channel members.
That's damn right. Speaking of, if you made it this far in the video, please leave a like and subscribe if you haven't already. If you're listening on any of the audio apps, please leave a 5-star review. You don't leave a 5-star review, leave a 4-star review. You don't leave a 4-star review. Good God, you see how troubled we are? This is what you do, okay? You click, you can join our Discord for absolutely free. But if you really want a further discussion, you click that notification bell on YouTube and you leave a comment. I reply to every single comment. You can check my work. But if you want to say, hey man, fuck all that, and I just want to give you money, what did I do?
Well, give us some of that money for $5 a month.
Damn near free.
Damn near free. You can become a member of the channel and get exclusive access to videos that haven't been uploaded yet, or the ones that no one's even ever seen, actually.
It's really scary.
It's crazy, scary stuff. Second, they're done and uploaded, you get to see them. And twice a month, you get to join the exclusive members of the VIP Bellhop Discord channel, where you get to talk to us and tell us what you think about things, what you want to see. Maybe you help us make a video.
Don't say that. a lot of crazy stuff happens.
But maybe you don't want to. Maybe you don't want the time committed. I get it. You're a busy person.
I totally.
In which case, why don't you make a quick purchase down on our fourth wall link down in the description below, and you get yourself a shoe, sock, or hat. It's not funny when I say hat. Hey, let's do it again. Shoe, sock, or visor.
Visor. There's some good visors.
Uh-huh.
But hey, yeah, so that's that. And we will, we should be back on our normal schedule.
Yes.
Things have cleared up. Yes. Knock wood, whatever.
Knock wood.
But yeah, that's it. You got anything else to say?
Nothing else to say.
All right, guys. See you next week. Bye.
All right. Oh no, it says no SD card, but there's one in here.
Oh, it's done that trick
it's
again.
It's done,
eh?
It's old
song and
the
dance.
Book.
Yeah, I remember my first beer.
I remember my first tug.